Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, February 6th, 2019. On this day in 1918, British women over the age of 30 who met minimum property qualifications were given the right to vote when the Representation of the People Act of 1918 was passed by Parliament. Per Berlin Briefing's morning announcement yesterday on social media regarding Germania's bankruptcy, due to the suspension of flight operations by the airline, 18 connections at Berlin airports were canceled on Tuesday. According to a spokeswoman for the Berlin Airport Company, there were 6 departures and arrivals each in Tegel and 3 each in Schönefeld. The flights had been spread over the entire day so that the cancellations had no effect on flight operations. The Berlin airline Germania announced last night that it filed for bankruptcy and was discontinuing flight operations. Managing Director Carsten Balke justified the step with the fact that financing efforts had recently been in vain. The financial difficulties at the airline had become known at the beginning of January. Following the insolvency, various airlines are offering affected passengers discounted tickets. According to a Lufthansa spokesperson, the biggest overlap in flight plans is with the subsidiary Eurowings. The offers are aimed in particular at passengers who are not traveling with a package tour operator. Germania customers stranded abroad can book flights on the Eurowings website for return flights until the end of February 2019, with immediate effect, and would subsequently receive half of the flight price refunded. TUI Fly is offering the same procedure. Condor also wants to transport Germania guests for half price, as long as there are places available in standby. In addition, a booking procedure is to be set up on Lufthansa.com in the coming days, with which discounted tickets from the network airlines Lufthansa, Swiss, and Austrian can be booked. Flat rates of 50 euros for Europe and 200 euros for the Middle East are planned. For more than 20 years, there have been plans, disputes, and complaints. Now, the reconstruction of the Dresdner Bahn in the south of Berlin is really about to begin. With 2 new tracks running parallel to the existing S-Bahn line from Berlin Südkreuz station to Blankenfelde in Brandenburg, the journey time of the long-distance trains to Dresden, Prague, Vienna, and Budapest is to be significantly reduced. The future capital airport BER will be accessible faster via the Dresdner Bahn as well. Instead of the half an hour that it takes today, the airport express will only take 20 minutes from the Berlin city center to Schönefeld. According to Deutsche Bahn's current plans, the completion of the 16-kilometer route is not scheduled until the end of 2025, 5 years after the opening of the BER, which is currently announced for October 2020. It is unclear whether these deadlines can really be met. Until now, one of the 4 construction phases of the Bahn, the phase from the city boundary to Blankenfelde-Malo, has still not been approved by the zoning authorities. But Alexander Kaczmarek, the Bahn's representative for Berlin, hopes to receive it this spring. However, if legal action is also taken against this building permit, the railway experts believe that the 2025 deadline can no longer be met. The Dresdner Bahn is already one of the most tedious railway projects in Germany. In particular, the dispute between the Deutsche Bahn and local residents over the construction method and the threat of noise pollution repeatedly delayed the project. The official start of construction on Tuesday was therefore symbolic, with the Deutsche Bahn's infrastructure director Ronald Pofalla and the state secretary in the Federal Ministry of Transport, Enoch Fehlmann, attending. And instead of breaking the earth with a shovel to signify the beginning of construction, a crane lifted a noise barrier. Such walls, up to 8 meters high, will protect residents from dirt and rail noise in the future. The citizens' initiative Lichtenrade Dresdner Bahn sees the barriers as confirmation of its fears that the new route will cut through the densely built-up residential areas and considerably reduce the quality of life of the residents. The initiative has therefore called a protest vigil, stating that, quote, "We cannot prevent this sad event, but we think we should at least show presence and demonstrate to the railways and the public what a black day this is for our district." The railway line from Berlin to Dresden, which went into operation in 1875, is one of the oldest lines in Germany. In 1930, the S-Bahn and the long-distance railway shared the tracks. After the Second World War, one of the tracks was first dismantled as reparations, and the construction of the wall in 1961 finally interrupted the connection. After reunification, the construction of long-distance railway tracks along the Dresden railway line was one of the projects designed to modernize the German capital. The desire of many Lichtenraders for a tunnel construction for the tracks was rejected by the federal government and the railways, mainly for financial reasons. The additional costs were estimated at 95 to 230 million euros, depending on the construction method. It also would have postponed the completion of the route by a further 6 years. All demands of the residents for a tunnel solution were finally rejected by the courts. Most recently, in June of 2017, the lawsuits before the Federal Administrative Court, supported by two environmental associations, failed. But the Citizens Initiative does not want to give up and is now preparing to go to the Federal Constitutional Court in Karlsruhe. So far, different statements have been made about the total costs of the project. In 2009, it was stated at 470 million euros. Not only the extensive noise protection measures make the construction project expensive. In order for long-distance trains to run at 160 kilometers per hour, the track connection must be crossing-free. This means that all level crossings must be removed and replaced by underpasses or bridges. The tragic death of an 11-year-old schoolgirl who apparently took her own life because of bullying at school could possibly have been prevented if known problems had been tackled more actively. According to the Tagesspiegel, the school inspection, which normally takes place every 5 years, identified serious educational and social shortcomings at the Haus Otter Primary School in Reinickendorf as early as 2013. An internal report stated that, quote, "The Haus Otter Primary School is currently in a problematic situation. Teachers feel overwhelmed by the increasing diversity of their pupils, but not supported enough by the headmaster." According to reporting by the Tagesspiegel, the social climate at the school was clearly impaired. Cases of violence and bullying were already mentioned at that time, as the internal report also states that, quote, "Pupils report conflicts among themselves, some of which take place in the schoolyard without teachers intervening sufficiently." The report in the Tagesspiegel also uncovers that younger pupils are partly afraid of the older ones, and the children have to protect each other. Both parents and children, quote, report cases of bullying and exclusion. Because of the dramatic situation, and because the school refused outside help, the next school inspection took place only 2 years later. However, nothing had changed during the review, leading to the school failing the inspection. It was certified that whole groups of pupils could not be controlled, and per a spokesman for the Education Administration, the headmaster had been changed as a result. According to reports from parents, there have also been complaints recently against pupils and also against a member of the teaching staff for bodily injury, though both incidents are said to not have been in connection with the deceased 11-year-old. the opposition factions of CDU and FDP requested a hearing on the subject of bullying in the Education Committee of the House of Representatives. FDP school expert Paus Frisdorf announced that, quote, "The Berlin Senate has been requested to develop an interdepartmental strategy to prevent bullying." According to Christian Democrats, the right conclusions must now be drawn from this particular student's act of desperation. At the request of Tagesspiegel, the school administration assured that, quote, "The fight against bullying and discrimination is of great importance to us. Schools are therefore expected to intervene at an early stage and on supposedly small occasions, and, if necessary, call on the help of our school psychologists." A spokesman for the authority stated that numerous measures have already been taken against bullying, adding that, quote, "It will and must go on." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.